With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump is responding to Ukrainian President Zelensky on social media. In a Truth Social post, the president describes Zelensky as a modestly successful comedian and a dictator without elections, saying he rates very low in Ukrainian polls. Zelensky canceled elections in his country and he eliminated all political opposition groups. President Trump stuns Senate Republicans.
President Donald Trump threw a major wrench into Senate Majority Leader John Thune's planned vote later this week on the Senate's GOP budget blueprint by endorsing the House's blueprint instead. House Speaker Mike Johnson was quick to latch on to Trump's support, celebrating the endorsement on X as GOP leadership now moves to whip votes and win over stragglers from swing states who are, quote, wary of the major cuts to safety net programs sketched out in the House budget framework. The speaker is planning to put the spending package on the floor for a vote next week. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, the president says his administration will ensure a major natural gas pipeline in Alaska is created.
That's drawn new attention to a project that has been a longstanding dream for Alaska leaders, but has languished amid shifting markets and the massive cost of such an undertaking. Pipeline supporters have been trying for years to develop Alaska's vast stores of North Slope gas.
Correspondent John Scott. Former U.S. Senator Kelly Loeffler of Georgia is confirmed.
By a vote of 52-46, the Senate confirmed Loeffler, who served a brief stint representing Georgia in the upper chamber before losing in a special election back in 2021. She has a strong background in big business, but her focus now will be on small business owners. Majority Leader John Thune told colleagues entrepreneurs are one of the country's greatest assets and that, in his words, Senator Loeffler will be their champion. Bob Agner reporting.
This is SRN News. The Presbyterian Church in America repents.
The denomination sparked outrage this month when it released advice on how illegal immigrants could avoid being picked up by immigration officers. Now that guidance has been deleted and denominational leaders have issued an apology saying, quote, "We affirm that it is our Christian duty to obey the lawful commandments of the civil magistrate and be subject to their authority. We confess that we fell short of our biblical and confessional standard." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Bad news for Christians in Nicaragua. The legislature approved a new constitution that makes President Manuel Ortega a virtual dictator and gives his wife similar powers. Ortega, whose communist Sandinista party took control in Nicaragua in the 1980s, would specifically be able to override all guarantees of freedom of religion. Lately, Ortega has been campaigning against clergymen who criticize his policies. This is SRN News. There are claims that Pakistan wants to remove Afghan refugees from the country.
The latest development comes more than 2 weeks after Pakistan's government threatened to deport Afghan nationals living in the country illegally. The embassy has issued a strongly worded statement about Pakistan's plans. It says Afghan nationals in the capital and a nearby city have been subjected to arrests, searches, and orders from the police to leave and relocate to other parts of Pakistan. The statement added there was no formal announcement of Islamabad's plans, but claimed Pakistan's Ministry of Foreign Affairs has a definitive plan to deport all Afghan refugees from the country in the near future. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Delta Airlines is offering passengers on Monday's Toronto-bound flight that crash-landed $30,000 each. A Delta spokesperson said the offer comes with no strings attached and does not affect rights. More details at srnnews.com.